First of all, Beth, welcome to the Isle of Man.
Thanks very much.
Again, most successful British gymnast Britain's ever produced. That must be something special to you.
I started gymnastics because I loved doing it, and I continue to do it because I love doing it. Obviously, to come away with the accolades I have is something pretty special and something that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
So was it something that you pushed your parents to go and do, or was it something that they wanted you to start?
Basically, I was a very hyperactive child. I was always getting into trouble and climbing trees and just in mischief, so they needed to sort of channel my energy. I tried swimming, I tried ballet, I tried horse riding, and nothing really clicked until I did my first competition in gymnastics, and I thought, that's what I want to do.
And how quickly did it become apparent to you and your teachers and your mentors that you were, you know, a little bit better than the rest of them?
I think the coaches had spoke to my parents when I was about 8 or 9, and when I was 12 I moved to the city of Liverpool, which is where I've been since. And I've just continued to grow and grow.
And what about practice throughout your teenage years and things? You just must have been practice, was it?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard. Occasionally I used to go in on a Monday morning, they'd be talking about the party they'd been to, and I'd feel a bit left out. But looking back on my career, I've learnt a lot more by doing my gymnastics, travelling, meeting people, than what I would have done had I just been a normal school child.
Was there ever a moment in your teens where you thought, actually, I wouldn't mind going out and joining them?
Obviously, there was certain times where I thought I've missed out, but I think I've just gained a lot more than what I've lost, and I just don't feel like I've missed out on anything.
And the first gold medal, that was must have been pretty special.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were telling me my time would come. I'd taken the silver, I'd taken the bronze, and I never actually dreamt I'd take the gold. And when it finally came, it's just, everyone keeps asking me today, how's it feel? But you just can't put it into words how it feels.
And do you have a favourite gold medal?
The O2, winning the world title in London. My family and my friends were there. It was so close to home. And no one expected me to win the floor.
So it must have been pretty special. And this year, of course, you've already won the European in Berlin. How was that?
It was really good. I mean, going into that championships, I'd had a pretty rocky road. I'd had a lot of injury. I'd had concussions, so I was out the gym. And it was a case of I wanted to try a brand new bar routine. So you never know how it's going to go. It was only a month old, the routine. So to come away with a title was really good.
And what's the future then, next couple of years?
Next year is obviously my main goal, the Olympics, and then I'll be taking a side step from competing and focusing on getting kids involved in sport.
And you've been here today at the gym talking to the guys and girls who are going to be involved in the Commonwealth Youth Games. What have you been telling them?
To enjoy it. I mean, the easiest way to do well in your sport is to enjoy it. You've got to spend a lot of hours in the gym, and if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to put your hardest into it. And just to remember, it takes time to get results. Don't give up if one thing doesn't quite go right, just keep at it.
Brill, Beth, thank you very much.
Thanks.